Joe, it seems like we've come full circle, right? The president taking negotiation off the table and then a couple hours later putting some measures back on the table. Look, bottom line is Democrats still support a more comprehensive package, and Republicans seem to be more willing to do these things individually, like maybe that $1,200 stimulus check. But, you know, again, the bottom line that we talked to lawmakers about, they said they're not even certain what of these measures might actually pass.
Just hours after President Trump ended negotiations for a large stimulus deal, he tweeted support for some individual COVID measures.
Obviously, we're looking at the potential for standalone bills. There's about 10 things that we agree on.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says if Democrats support specific measures like stimulus checks or small business funding, the White House will consider them. But he says a relief package is off the table.
The comprehensive bill was just going to get to a point where it didn't have really much Republican support.
But Democrats, led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, have been hesitant to pass smaller stimulus bills. They say the pandemic calls for more.
It's hard to throw a life preserver to one segment of the economy and watch other parts drown.
Utah Democrat Ben McAdams says he's willing to consider standalone bills, but says both sides were getting closer to a comprehensive deal before President Trump put an end to it.
We need leadership from the House and the Senate and the White House to stay at the negotiating table until we have a deal. This isn't about an election. This is about people who are hurting.
But not everyone is so optimistic.
Senate Republicans have already put forward a bill. Every single Democrat in the Senate voted against it.
Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says negotiations have broken down mainly because Democrats insist on hundreds of billions for struggling state and local governments.
They're interested in bailing out California and New York. That's their first priority, second priority, and third priority.
His Democrat counterpart, Senator Doug Jones of Alabama, says no matter what each side prioritizes, walking away from the negotiating table is irresponsible.
A complete failure of leadership on a part of the president for those people that have supported him, people in Alabama and other folks across this country.
Now, it's interesting. The president did say that he supports money for the airline industry. In a role reversal, it was actually Democrats last week in the House that put a standalone bill, $25 billion, for the airline industry, and Republicans blocked it. So it'll be interesting to see what role the White House plays as these talks, if they pick up at all, plays moving forward, especially leading into Election Day. Reporting live tonight at the Capitol, Joe Khalil, News Nation.